Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. On his first NATO summit as U.S. President, Donald Trump lectured NATO leaders for spending what he sees as insufficient money on defense. That story now from VOA's Steve Herman.
Donald Trump firmly rebuked NATO leaders to their faces on Thursday. His message, spend more on defense.
But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense.
It was an extraordinarily blunt message to European leaders, many of whom appeared uncomfortable with being lectured. Some smirked as the president delivered his remarks. Trump has a rocky relationship with NATO, which he once called obsolete. He's since walked back that statement, but his Thursday comments show he is still willing to criticize the defense alliance, especially on terrorism.
VOA's Steve Herman in Brussels. President Trump says he is deeply troubled by leaks to U.S. media about the Manchester bombing investigation in Britain and promises an investigation here. Leaked details about the probe, including the bomber's name and police pictures of evidence, incensed British investigators. They briefly suspended sharing information with the U.S. on Thursday. British-born Salman Abedi blew himself up in a Manchester arena. 22 other people were killed, 116 wounded. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will ask the Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling that blocks President Trump's executive order limiting travel from six predominantly Muslim countries. An appeals court had said the order did amount to a Muslim ban. The president promised before and after his election to limit access for some Muslims to the U.S. This is VOA News. Turkey has removed more than 4,000 judges and prosecutors on suspicion of links to last year's failed coup. The judiciary had been cleared of supporters of the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara blames for the July 15th attempted ouster of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. More than 100,000 people in the police, the judiciary, civil service, and private sector have been fired or suspended from their jobs due to alleged links to the coup. In reports by the Washington Post newspaper and NBC News, Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, is being investigated by the FBI in its probe of possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. President Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign and the Kremlin amid accusations from U.S. intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin orchestrated a sweeping campaign to tilt the vote to Mr. Trump's favor. Republican Greg Gianforte here in the United States easily won an open House seat in a special election in the state of Montana on Thursday, despite being charged with misdemeanor assault involving a reporter. In his victory speech on Thursday night, Gianforte apologized to journalist Ben Jacobs from the British publication The Guardian for attacking him.
Last night I made a mistake, and I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry.
Gianforte won the seat vacated by Ryan Zinke, who resigned the seat to become President Donald Trump's Interior Secretary. Former U.S. President Barack Obama was awarded the German Media Prize, which honors people who have played a defining role in politics or society during the past year. Mr. Obama spoke after receiving the award.
I believe that the future does not favor the strong man. I believe deeply that the international order, based not just on military power or national affiliations, but on principles like rule of law and human rights and individual freedoms and compassion and empathy and responsibility and thinking about future generations, that's our only choice.
Mr. Obama described the media prize as an extraordinary honor. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg returned Thursday to Harvard University, where he launched the social media site and then dropped out. In addition to his speech, he was given an honorary doctorate. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.